Hello, KZN, and we are back with this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, it has been a week of some serious weather not playing the game with us. The fishing, however, has been on top form. Now, we've had snow in the berg, we've had big seas, we've had a lot of rain. Guys, the conditions weren't there, but anglers had rods bending on a variety of species throughout our coastline and even inland with that bass action. So we're going to get into all of this in great detail from our reporters. And yes, although there weren't many anglers fishing, we did have some great reports coming out. So guys, let's get into it. But before we do, yes, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. And these are the stores you definitely want to go and see for that fish that are coming out.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, if it wasn't for the Kingfisher, we would not know what's going on. So big up to them. So as always say, support those that support you. Guys, the Kingfisher has always been there to support us with getting you these latest fishing reports. Now, let's get into it. Starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's pretty excited about the variety of species that are coming out. Guys, you definitely want to take a listen to this now before he gets into his report. He's got a special announcement to make for South Africa.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community, and I trust that we've all been well rested after that absolutely insane quarterfinals to semis to finals of the Rugby World Cup. I mean, 1 point, 1 point, 1 point. You know, it's absolutely awesome. So well done there, Springboks. I just have to mention that because absolutely well done. I kind of guess it's kind of like the same feeling of, you know, landing that PB fish or that fish you've never caught, and you know that leader line was literally just about to pop and you've just managed to land that fish. So I kind of guess us fishermen know quite a lot of these feelings, you know, especially with the sportsmen. You know, we get it. We get what it feels like to grind right till the end and get that result. So well done again to the Springboks. And moving over to the fish though, Vinesh, it's been very good on the South Coast. You know, the weather hasn't been too great the last few sort of days down here. You know, even in Durban, whether we've had rain, snow, wind, it's been absolutely insane. Weather we should have had in August, we're now getting now later and later. It's almost like the seasons are getting later. But Cobtober, it hasn't been exactly that, but it's definitely produced results. We've had some two major size cob come out recently in the Port Shepstone area. So well done there on the anglers. We've also had Tershi with a few nice size popping up there at Sandspit. And we've also had some non-eds as well from Reese and his dad, Mick, getting a Sandy and a huge grey. I mean, a grey of 30 kilos plus, which I haven't seen down here for a very, very long time. We've also had Owen Pete getting himself a hammer at Margate Pier. And Charles landing a sada on a Rapala, kind of like a limerick or there. Ram, and we've also had him land a Garrick recently, so things have been okay. You know, there's been a bit of Garrick, been a bit of bronzies, you know, there's been a bit of cob, and there's been a bit of fish out of season being landed and also released with a few Kalyun popping up. So very nice there. It's also sort of been hit and miss here and there, with Trafalgar being our main spot to target our reef fish. It hasn't really been producing, but the other sort of spots, Glenmore, Munster, have been providing those few extra fish than usual. Moving up to sort of, I would say, Seed Park, Southport, Mzumbi, we've had a few smaller kingies popping up there. They're 3 to 4, 5 kilo range on, obviously, lure, iron candies being the damage there. And we've had a few smaller brusher popping up in the Seed Park and a few bronzies in Southport. So it's definitely been a bit of a mixed bag show, Vinesh. Now, we all know that, you know, with this weather and the way the things have been, things can be topsy-turvy, especially with the water. But the bronzies do like that slightly choppy water, and so do the brusher. So the South Coast has been producing fish, but not in numbers. But moving over to this coming weekend, and with the weather, I do suspect things are going to be a little bit better, with Friday and Northeast really showing its power, with a gust expected over 50 k's per hour plus. Friday night especially showing where it's really going to start blowing, with the swell picking up to around 3 meters. However, Saturday it does drop down early in the morning between 10 and 15 k's per hour as the wind turns to an east to south southwester on Sunday, blowing to around 10 k's per hour with a slight gust of around 20, so not too bad. And the wave swells dropping down to 1.8 meters. There is, however, Vinesh, a little bit of cloud cover predicted and some rain for the lower coast, but we all know down the side that the Bronzies love that weather. Even if the water is a lot more working, I would say, than usual, Brusher love that hard turning water, so definitely worth a throw this weekend, especially if you've got a bit of ghost crab on you. Not for a tan, but more for a bite, Vinesh, for this lower coast on this weekend. The weather again just doing what it's doing, lacquer during the week and poor on the weekend, but what are you going to do? But otherwise, to all the anglers that have caught some really good fish, really well done. I just have to just mention one thing recently, please guys. I've had a really good friend of mine, a really good local angler, catch himself some beautiful fish recently in the Sandspit area. I've known this guy for many, many a year, and he's had a bit of an incident, and we know Sandspit can be like that. So it's just a reminder to all anglers out there, please just be safe, beware of your surroundings. If can, go fish two up at least minimum. And again, guys, DAF have been on the lower coast, so I know they have been doing this online thing. So if you can get it online, please go ahead and do that. If not, still try and get it from your local post office and just stay within the laws, stay within your limits. And please, 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 guys, I have to reiterate it, please stay safe out there. Otherwise, tight lines, let's see those catches. And I'm sure we're going to have some good catches this weekend, Vinesh. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. Yes, my friend, you hit the nail on the head. We totally get it. Exactly what you were saying, you know, just bringing in that personal best on that last thread of your leader line. As a sportsman, we totally know what it's like to get that last minute goal and to see out those last few minutes to get victory, I guess. So, guys, that's the South Coast mixed bag of species. It is looking rather favorable, except for Friday. But get out there this weekend because you will get those rods bending. Now, another area where we did have some bending rods, even amongst this tough weather conditions, was Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti. And we are at the Kingfisher Warner Beach, where we are with Gary reporting on this week's fishing action.
Morning, chap. It's Gary from the Kingfisher of Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. Yeah, we had about 283 mils for October. It's the most I've recorded for October down here since I've been here. Yeah, there were some fish around before the rain. A couple of sort of rays, skates and rays, honeycomb here and there. A couple of 10 kg grays. And of course, shed all over the place, and so quite a bit of water. Although yesterday afternoon I left one as it was green. It's more sort of ginger beer in most places, so they're very fishable. And I'm sure the fish will come on now. A beautiful day, crisp day, down to about 12 degrees here in Durban. Easterly will blow. That's what we want this time of the year. Just over the east, so it's good along these beaches, and some nice holes here and there. So, let's see what happens in the week ahead. I think quite a few fish will come out this week. The window of opportunity seems to be getting smaller by the day. Let's see what happens in the weekend, chaps. Ta-ta to you all.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, the words that stood out, it is fishable, guys. That inedible action is there and it's on the bite. And if you want to hear more about this, well, listen to Mike V's report, guys. It was incredible with the amount of fish that are coming out. I could hear the excitement in his voice. I just wanted to grab a rod right there and then as I was listening to his report to get out there and get those rods bending. And like Gary said, the conditions are fishable, the window of opportunity is there. Let's go out and do it and let's see what we are catching out of Durban.
How's the bud? The guys that did venture out in the last couple of days and brave the rain and winds and storms and cold did get rewarded with some lovely fish from some beautiful grunter on the beaches and piers, stumpies, a couple of bronze bream, stone bream, cob. There was one or two Garrick caught as well, which is very late, but they did get them. The guys are still catching the odd giant shad. So yeah, the guys that braved the weather did get rewarded with some lovely edibles. In the mix with that was a couple of grey sharks here and there, a couple of spinners, one or two diamonds, things like that. So the Ogre did find some success on some of the beaches. On the ski boat side, the Oaks did get some bottom fish, some lovely heelbacks, some doggers, things like that. The guys have been getting some lovely rock cod, slingers, all that sort of stuff. They're still trying very nicely. The Oaks are doing very well on the bottom. There's been the odd yellowfin tuna, including that being the odd pewter, things like that. So yeah, the guys' ski boat, again, also doing nicely for the guys that are putting in the time. The bay, firing. From snapper salmon to small cob, to grunter, to a couple springer, handful of kingies, it's been up and down all over. The grunter have been moving in and out of the bay quite a bit. So the Oaks from north and south here all the way to the bay fishing sandwater and boats have been getting some lovely grunter. Kingies have started nicely, couple on lure have been caught, good couple bluefins, things I get. So yeah, fishing is looking good, eh? I think after all this rain, the river's coming down, it can only help. Thanks, bud. Have a great one.
Well, good evening, guys. It's Brad here, Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing over the last week, once again, weather has been atrocious. The guys who have been able to get out has not been much. There's still the odd hillbeck out in the deep, a lot more on the far south side towards the Toti area. Garrick's still around off the Blue Lagoon side, but guys say not much. Hoping out to get out sometime this week, a little bit into the deeper. Hopefully look for some nice clean water with all this dirty rain for the stuff, and hopefully get some of the popcorn breams. So guys, yeah, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a fantastic report, guys. As they were saying, fortune favors the bold. Those that did go out were rewarded, and you will be rewarded as well. So make sure to pop into your tackle store today. Go and get what you need, because this weekend it is looking fantastic. The fish are on the bite. In certain areas, like Mike was saying, the fish are on fire. Now, do not forget, we will have Mike V's prediction at the end of the show. But for now, we are moving up the North Coast, where we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher branch. And Jesse is very optimistic. This has been his best fishing week over the past month. Movember is certainly the time for him. He is talking about edible action, inedible action, and even some freshwater tips. Guys, here is Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock and Bolito.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I'm certainly feeling a lot more optimistic and positive this week. For the first time in probably about a month or just over a month, we've had some really good fishing. It's still not up to what it should be. It's been fairly slow compared to the previous 2 years, given the same period. But we are 100 times better than we have been in the past few weeks, and particularly the previous week, where we had virtually no reports whatsoever. We've had guys coming in, buying a lot more baits, showing them a lot more optimism. I think guys are just a lot happier this week, and I can see why. We had a massive week of rain, bad weather, temperatures plummeted, seas got big. Everybody is just unhappy, and then just like that, like a light switch, it went from sour to some of the better fishing that we've had in a long time. And like I said, this optimism all around. The one thing that we did see come on the bite really good this week from the surf was the bronze bream. And bronze bream, stumpies, and brusher, all three species were a lot better than they were in the previous weeks. I would say that we heard at least 10 people come into the shop and get bait and tell us stories about how good the bronze bream fishing was, the stumpies and the brusher. From roughly Monday. So it seemed like the bad weather that we had over the weekend kind of brought them in a little bit, turned them on the bite, and it was just all around good fishing there. And that has been mainly on our north coast. The guys did catch quite a few in Westbrook, La Mercy, all of those areas down the coast. But again, here, Salt Rock, Sheffield, all the way up to Tinley Manor, and even a little bit further north than that is where we've heard most of the reports. Apart from those species, we've seen, although it is band season, the guys are catching a lot of shad. I think a lot of the guys are catching and releasing. But as it normally goes this time of the year, band season, the 2 months when the bigger fish move through, a lot of the guys just can't help themselves and they end up taking the fish that they catch. And again, like we say all the time, there's nothing we can do about it. We can advise and we can educate, and that's the most that we can do. Whether they want to uphold the law and do the right thing is up to them. But we have seen an increase in sales of sardines and shad tackle in the last few days, which, as I said, is the number one indicator of what's happening out there is the tackle sales. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's not great for me to report on shad catches at this time of the year. But, you know, for the average guy that wants to go down there and spin for them and release and just have a little bit of fun, as long as they're releasing the fish again and looking after them, handling them with care, I think there's no harm in that. I feel that that is the reason why I should report on it. And I think that's pretty much it as far as the surf fishing goes. It's mainly edibles. We've seen one or two flatfish come out. Saw a couple of browns, a couple of blues. As far as your flatfish go, it was mainly in competition. I think it's only going to get better from this point. We have got a little bit of bad weather on the way. And when I say bad weather, we got a bit of rain again. We've got a little bit of wind coming up. But I think from this point on, we should start to see things clear up a little bit. We'll have one or two more patches come through. I think we got some serious wind coming through a little bit later on. But from then, we should start to taper off and we start to settle all the way up until November, January, February. It gets really calm and the seas get good. Everybody likes to go down to the beach and have some fun, especially if you're a fair weather fisherman. So I think we're in the home stretch now with this bad weather. I think we can start, for those who fish summer only, can start to dust off the tackle and get everything ready, tie some traces up, tie some leaders on, and prepare for it, because I think we're going to have a really good season. As far as your ski boats goes, the guys that are going out and fishing for bottoms have been catching a lot of fish, a lot of darga, a couple of killbeck around, a lot of rock cod, a lot of redfish. For those that have braved the conditions and actually gone out there to catch the fish, I heard a lot of reports on the north coast, north of Tinley Manor, the guys fishing on the kind of like the medium depth reefs are hooking into a lot of kingfish, a lot of them in the 15 to 20 kg range, and it's been mainly on jigs, bucktail jigs, drop shot, that type of stuff, and I've heard probably about 5 or 6 reports in the last week of that. So I think when the weather is good and the guys get out there, it is still productive. It's just that a lot of the guys haven't been willing to brave the conditions. Again, I think things are going to pick up from now. So ski boaters, get ready. I think we're going to be in for a cracker of a season as well. As far as your dams go, in our area here, we've seen a couple of guys catching some decent bass. But with the rain, especially the smaller dams tend to suffer a little bit with the inflow of water. Once the water comes down and it has a couple of maybe half a day to 2 days to settle, things normally pick up really well. But as the water's coming in, it's normally very cold water. The runoff gets very cold, especially if the wind is blowing. And it obviously creates a bit of dirty water and it makes things a little bit difficult. But after it settles, and you can get right up there in the flooded vegetation and stuff like that, once after the rain, the sun comes out, starts to heat up the shallows, you can have an absolute cracker of a time in the shallow, in the flooded grass with frogs, weightless plastics, all of that type of stuff, spinnerbaits, bladed jigs, all of that type of stuff works really, really well. So we can look forward to that. I see a little dam
by our house has come right up. The grass is probably 2 meters past the original waterline, and there's a lot of flooded grass. And you can quite easily throw a little bladed jig or spinner bait in there, weightless fluke, hollow-bodied frog, just twitch it around in that flooded grass. And if you're anything over 30 centimeters deep in that grass, you'll normally have a heck of a good time. So I think it goes for all of your dams. The bigger dams will suffer a lot less when it comes to these rainy periods that we've been having, purely based on the fact that it takes a lot longer for the water to get down from the surrounding areas and filter into the dams. And because it's much wider areas, a lot of that water actually filters by the time it gets down, and the water coming into the dam is a little bit cleaner. If you're in an area that's predominantly fed by a single inlet, you'll find that the water is a lot dirtier. And then you still have an advantage where if you're going to be fishing these dams with a single inlet and it does get quite dirty, if it's a larger body of water, you can still move away from the river mouth and go fish closer to the dam wall, where all of the sediment normally has time to settle, and the water at the dam wall is a lot cleaner than it is up in the river. But also remember, if you're suffering from cold temperatures, the water that's coming down is colder initially as it enters the dam, but because it's the sediment in the water that's creating that dirt, it picks up a lot of heat much faster than clean water. So if you're fishing in a dam where, I'll give you an example, I was fishing up at Khudatro Dam last week. I fished on the Friday, the water was 24 degrees. It was warm, and I was catching a lot of fish. I went back there on Monday, the water temperature had dropped to 20 degrees after that cold front that we had on the weekend. So fishing was a little bit tough. I went up to the mouth of the river, the inlet, and the water was 2.5 degrees warmer up that side. So a lot of people think that the water coming down is colder. It is initially, but it does heat up a lot faster than the water by the dam wall. So take a look at exploring those options if you're struggling to catch fish post cold front. You can head into you've got to find the fine line between water that's clean enough to fish, but dirty enough to pick up temperature a little bit faster than any other surrounding area. And you should be in on it. Guys, I think that's about it for this week. Let us know what happens, and then we can report back to the guys next week. Thank you so much for everything. I appreciate it. We'll chat soon.
Thank you, Jesse. Another great report. As always, my friend, I am glad to hear that the fishing has just turned on like that. Like you said, like a light switch. I love it when that happens. Just when you're feeling like there is no hope. Wow. Bang, it's right up again. And that is exactly like what Martin, my friend up at Amshlali, was telling me, or well, actually showing me on some visuals earlier in the week, where there was just like some atrocious weather and then beautiful sunshine, and like Jesse is saying, the fish were on the bite. Now, the rest of the North Coast, Stanger, Blytedales, and Kwazii, there has been some inedible action. A few odd edibles being your bream species, but it's mainly on that inedible side. As for Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, guys, all I can say is tuna fest. Now, I'm on a couple of those WhatsApp groups, and guys, I can tell you the tuna are coming out on a daily basis. It is absolutely incredible. So if you are targeting tuna, Richards Bay and St. Lucia, that is the area to be. Apart from that, there has been a couple garrick. Obviously, that inedible action off Richards Bay, not too much reports out of St. Lucia. However, we do know that there are some big shad out on the bite. And guys, what we can remind you, and that's all we can really do, is remind you that the shad season is closed. Please put them back. We need the stocks to grow. Alright, so no more rants on that. Let's move on to the freshwater, where it has been freezing. And Jan is going to tell us all about it, but he's also going to tell us about Albert Falls being on absolute fire at the moment with the bass, and of course, the hippo to be aware of. Guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So, last weekend's extended frontal system that brushed up the country, I'm sure put paid to many anglers getting out and about and waiting alone. Only a few reports to go on from the diehards making it out, and having a few days off, I had planned a day on the river, so I had to watch and juggle the forecast to make the best of the situation. Having not been on a Trouts team yet this season, this day was meant to be my quote-unquote season opener. So I headed up to Giants Castle and my favourite piece on the Upper Bushman's River with a mate. Now with all the recent rains reported, I was expecting some good water, and if even a tad high, and was mightily surprised to find that the river was much lower than expected. The inclement weather didn't help matters. It was overcast and cold, with both air and water temperatures sitting at a single figure of 9 degrees. And it even snowed twice over the course of the day. So let me tell you, it was a bit of a slow day. Stubbornly fishing the dry fly, we managed to raise a couple of fish, sadly none of which I could get to stick and bring to hand, while George managed four browns just shy of the 10-inch or 25-centimeter mark. Being his first time on the Bushman's, I did give him first crack at the best lies, so there's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. Nevertheless, great to be out on the river again, and next time will be better for sure. Back to the rainfall figures. With the numbers received from the Midlands area, and while some are reporting the wettest October since 1991, it would appear that the bulk of the rainfall has been more east, and with the ridge that separates Giants Castle from the rest of the Midlands, excluding the rain getting over and into its catchment. Guys, the forecast has more on the way, so from this weekend and early next week. So here's hoping that my favourite valley starts getting its fair share. Only a single report from the Central Moy River, from the Natal Fly Fishers Club River Anglers, and a couple of sub-10-inch or 25-centimetre browns to show for it. Three returns from the NFFC Stillwater Anglers, and all prior to the weekend's weather antics. Water temperatures reported between 14 and 18 degrees, and just a few fish in the smaller 7-9-inch or 18 to 23-centimetre range, with the bulk of the fish coming to hand sitting in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 8 centimeter bracket, with a further two fish reported in the 19 to 21 inch or 48 to 53 centimeter class, and one top fish pulling the tape to between 23 and 25 inches or 58 to 63 centimeters. These are the fish that keep us coming back. Word on the bass front, it's that water temperatures now sitting between 20 and 22 degrees, and Albert Falls is, quote-unquote, cooking, with lots of 2-kilogram fish about. Early morning and late afternoon calls for topwater and frogs for the surface bite, and a Texas rig for the rest of the day. Popular colours are the usual suspects of green pumpkin and watermelon. Vidmore is reported to be also fishing well, with carp and barbel on the spawn. No further news on the Albert Falls hippo, although I did see a disturbing news headline, quote-unquote, permit issued to kill hippo. While visitor safety is paramount, Albert Falls is listed as a nature and game reserve. So there has been a bit of a backlash and calls to at least dart and relocate the hippo. As we await further confirmed news, anglers are requested to be aware and not approach. No fresh news from the scaly anglers, as I'm guessing that the rivers lower down are upside down. From Sturkeys, however, you do need to watch the weather and catch it on a good day, with a mate of mine, Lionel Ford, reporting his first largemouth yellowfish caught just this week on a clear day. So guys, tight lines everyone, and do stop in the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Wow, what a good report, my friend. Thank you for that. A really great detailed report of everything that's been going on. Yes, you stick to your excuses. And thank you for the heads up about that hippo. Yeah, I'm also all for dart and relocate. I cannot imagine shooting a hippo. Yes, that is a very concerning article that you've come across. So, Jan, thank you for that report. Guys, that is our KZN report as a whole. It is looking fantastic for this weekend. Yes, Friday afternoon, we've got some serious winds coming through. Up to 50 knots per hour, guys. I mean, yeah, that is going to be some crazy stuff. But Saturday is looking good. Sunday is looking good. The fishing is looking fabulous. Guys, we are going to get out there. So, like I said, make sure to pop into your tackle store today. Get what you need, because there is something to catch, whether you're fishing the harbor, whether you're fishing south, north, or even for that bass. Guys, KZN is gonna have bending rods. So before I end off the show, I just want to let you know, please follow us on our WhatsApp channel, guys. That there is gonna be the next big thing. We are gonna giving you the latest updates. I know I keep on telling you guys to check out our YouTube channel to see the visuals of this. We will still continue with that, and captions, of course. But we will also be posting some of these images on our WhatsApp channel. So it's going to be fresh. It's going to be the current stuff. It's going to be from the best of all those fishing groups that are out there. And more than anything else, we are launching our Tackle Insider. That's our new magazine that is coming out this week. In fact, it's been launched today. Today being Friday the 3rd of November. Guys, if you want to know what's the latest products in South Africa, and if you want to know what's the current products that you need to fish them with more effectively, well, this magazine has it, and it's completely interactive. So if you're not the reading type, there are videos, and if you are just more of a visual type that just want to see photos, well, there are slideshows, there are hyperlinks. And more than anything else, there is a full-on tackle store directory that's virtually every tackle store in the country in the single book. It's electronic, and you will find it on our WhatsApp channel. Guys, for Angler News South Africa, I am excited. I am going to be rigging up my stuff today and being ready for first thing tomorrow morning, because we are going fishing in KZN. I will see you next week, but when I do see you, please, while you are out there, make sure to keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.